Leader Bites for Entrepreneurs with Elaine Jacob.
Benjamin Disraeli said, "Nurture great thoughts, for you will never go higher than your thoughts." And we've been talking about thinking for the past few days, and today we continue to do this because our thinking holds a lot more than we are aware of. We don't always realize the benefit of thinking positively about a situation or thinking negatively about a situation and how that changes things. And because I'm a coach and understanding the mind and understanding neuro-linguistic pathways and neuroscience, there is more to our thought life than we can ever be, like that we can ever understand fully. And so today we've got to be able to actually take note of what we think. Yesterday I was reminded when our pastor was speaking about how crazy our thoughts can be, right? From one moment, we'll just like have one bad thought. And if we follow that thought, we are down a rabbit hole and things have gotten so much worse. Like, you know, we send a WhatsApp, for example, and then we see the bubbles and then the person doesn't respond. Then they stop typing. And can't, you know, like me, I'm thinking, what did I say? Did I phrase that correctly? And as Pastor was talking about it yesterday, I mean, he was describing it exactly like this. I was like, oh my goodness, he is just like me. I'm thinking like, okay, my tone. I always get into trouble for my tone. I'm letting you know that here because my tone, it sometimes comes across like really straightforward and direct. And with that, I could get myself into a lot of trouble. And then I have to check, how did I pose this question? Did I say it correctly? Was I supposed to add a few extra things? And he said, like, you're supposed to add a heart or a LOL or a hug or... And so many times we jump to conclusions, and it could also just be that the person was just busy, distracted, doing other things, and they'll get back to it. But think about how quickly we jump to conclusions. Let's take an example at work. In the same way, we see somebody look at us in a specific way and we make a whole story on what we think is going on. And so today's thought is to nurture good thoughts because we'll never go higher than our thoughts. And so we've got to be able to say, how do I nurture a good thought? So coming from the positive psychology world, we have a specific tool or kind of a technique to stop crazy negative thinking. And I don't know if you've ever been exposed to it. It's like you tie a rubber band on your hand, and every time you see yourself go down a rabbit hole of negative thinking, you pull the rubber band and you sting yourself and you challenge yourself out of that thought pattern. Or as the chatter is going on inside your head, you start to, you know, talk, because we're talking all the time. Then we say, stop out loud, so that we're like, wait, hold on, what's going on here? And then we're able to evaluate our thoughts. And then we replace those negative thoughts with positive, realistic thoughts. Because this is where a lot of the positive, just, you know, like positive thinking, positive statements fail us, because we don't believe it, because they're not realistic with what's going on. We tend to just throw them out. And today we're looking at, hold on, a person could be busy. No, maybe they're not even, you know, thinking about me. And when I saw them and their face was looking somehow, it had nothing to do with me. Those are the things we've got to be able to think about, challenge. And so today I'm challenging you to nurture great thoughts and to put a stop to negative ones.